SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on grid radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right. I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
It's time to party on a Monday afternoon edition. Radio on the Grid. It is Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. And we're ready over the next 2 hours here to take you away on a journey of fun. Do you agree, Kevin?
Everything's a setup now. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable now with you.
Now, look, I mean, you know you love my jokes. I mean, come on now. Look at that. Already popping on a Monday afternoon. It feels good, though. It just feels good to be alive. It feels good Major League Baseball is back. We had a great show this morning, and the momentum will continue into the afternoon. You know how excited I am to work with you, Kev? I actually used your name in place of Ben's name this morning on the show and called him Kevin. There you go.
How did that go over? Now, that I like to hear.
Well, I thought it was good. So the minute the segment was done, Ben immediately goes like, yeah. Or so, like, as I mentioned, I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. I called you Kevin. And they both knew behind the scenes and in front of the camera that I was called Johnny last week. So I'm making its rounds around the SportsGrid Network right now with names.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe, just wishful thinking, man. You missed me. All right. I'll take it as that. I'm going to take it as
Look
a compliment.
That. Rocking and rolling. Talking about compliments yesterday. Tennis was very good at Wimbledon. You had a great Scottish Open, Major League Baseball round in a big way, and off we go this week. You do have a championship, however, in Las Vegas, which is the NBA Summer League, which we're going to touch on in a little bit. But also, Kevin, again, I can't say it enough. Tomorrow, you are going to see helmets, T-shirts, and shorts and be all fired up about the NFL season.
Yeah, I think it's 9 teams, I want to say, are opening up training camp. I think it's all rookies, though, so kind of piece by piece. But there's going to be some legitimate names out there. And, you know, it's already felt like that for a little bit, but it kind of starts to turn. I thought this morning we kind of did a nice job grabbing some of the headlines around the NFL and, you know, taking those into the marketplace because it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's good stuff here overall, but we are going to start down that football journey today, you know, taking a look at each day we try to factor in, like on the morning show, which team do you want to look at, which team makes some sense, who's going to be hot in that rundown, which includes DeAndre Hopkins. Big move here, big money as well for a wide receiver to hit the Titans, and I like, not to say that we get surprised by teams, I'm not surprised. And again, I don't think the Titans are actually going to win the AFC South, but it's one of those teams where, Kevin, like coming through the offseason, like this is just a throwaway team right now. Doesn't look like that anymore. Like they have components where if they play good football, they're going to be in games. And we talked about that 7.5 team total today.
Yeah, they are a team that has just always been good with Vrabel. I mean, the worst Vrabel has been was the last year 7-10, and he was 6-6 in the games that Tannehill was a starter in. Tannehill got injured, and it cost them their season. That's what it comes down to. There's no guarantee that if Tannehill never gets injured that they are the winners of that division. But, you know, let's not forget, Jacksonville had to really climb from behind to end up becoming the division winners in the AFC South. That wasn't some start-to-finish domination. Now, Jacksonville, I think, will be better this season over the course, you know, for a full season. But, the Titans absolutely should not be all the way back at 3-1, and I don't know if Jacksonville should be sitting at this plus 155 that we see right now when we look at those South Divisional prices.
Take a look at, because I don't think any numbers are up here. Let me see here. Do we have any DeAndre Hopkins numbers?
Well, while look for some numbers, talk about a market that you, this morning you you brought up. And I'm like, man, I hope I remember. So I'm, that's why I'm kind of excited now. You know, you ever remember the markets of over-under division wins for teams?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't Tennessee seem like a prime candidate to back there? Where if the Titans are getting booked like they are on that same exact tier as the Colts and the Texans, which I think you and I are going to 100% agree on that they're a tier above those teams, both Indianapolis and Houston. And if they're a little bit closer to Jacksonville, like, what do you think an over-under win total is for the Titans in that division?
Just through the six games?
Yeah, could it, like, if it's a flat three, do you think it's a flat three?
Oh, yeah,
three?
I'm taking over. Yeah, I'm taking over if it's a flat three. I think they can get the four. I think you're basically looking at that going, okay, I can get the three, which means I have a push. If they
right.
Because you have the four teams that you should go 3-1 against, honestly, and then maybe you get a home game against Jacksonville and split with them. But that's the way I look at it.
I would be very tempted and go with the way that you've approached a lot of those baseball usually live totals of three is a push and maybe I'll win the bet. I'm not losing that bet though, because I agree with the premise. I don't know if those are posted yet. I'll try and snoop around, but that was something that kind of stood out to me this morning when we were going over a little bit the Tennessee Titans.
The whole goal is to find what, Kevin?
Value?
Absolutely. And we're going to be right back here after the break. It's a Monday edition. We're going to ask maybe AI Kevin some questions as well. Action-packed over the next 2 hours. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. This is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin, we talked about on Friday how good the Major League Baseball slate was coming into the second half. A lot of monster games, or series, I should say, played out over the weekend. And certainly none bigger than you take a look at the Baltimore Orioles and the Miami Marlins, two teams that are fighting for playoff positioning. The Orioles were fantastic, and now get the Dodgers in town this week. The reason I bring that up is, you know, Rodriguez is a decent pitcher that's going to be on the mound tonight. But have you seen, by the way, what Mookie Betts has done, like, in the past couple weeks?
No.
I mean, he's been outrageous.
Oh, okay, Gotcha.
Yeah, like he's been, I mean, I'm talking like top of everything for them. Everything that you expected Mookie Betts to be when he came over. So let's just take a look here. Because I know we talk so much about, like, let's take a little check-in point on who could be the MVP and who has a legitimate chance to actually win that. Let me see where we actually stand. Because I didn't take a look this morning before the show. All right, Acuna is, now, look at that. Acuna is a minus 420 price. So he's actually increased between the All-Star break till now. And Mookie Betts sitting here at a plus 600, followed by Freddie Freeman, who actually bats two in that lineup at 16-1. It's interesting because he's been so good. And you love this, too, like you told me this morning. Most people are like, hey, Juan Soto's having a down season. Yeah, he's six right now in odds to win the MVP in the National League. So how much of a down season can you actually have?
Right.
But Ronald Acuna Jr. seems like he's running away. And I guess because the Braves are that good. But boy, Mookie Betts is starting to hit the gas pedal right now. Plus 600.
I will say, did you see, because I didn't know which direction you were, did you see the clips of Mookie talking about the home run derby, though?
No, I didn't.
Three swings in, he knew that he made a mistake and the whole thing wasn't for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I didn't get to talk to you about, like, the home run derby and things like that. Like, Mookie not taking a timeout. Like, that whole thing was totally nuts.
Because I didn't actually watch Mookie Betts at bat. Like, I didn't even care about the highlights because there wasn't really any highlights because he got smoked. But that's interesting where, let's just say, you bet Mookie Betts. A lot of people probably, hey, you know what? That's sneaky. Like, Mookie's way down there, like 18-1, 20-1 to win this. Smooth swing, tied for the lead here in the home run derby with 26 or 29 home runs, whatever it was at 26. The break. Yeah, and it's like, oh, he might have a legitimate chance at this. Can you imagine? Like, hey, I put down a couple $100 on Mookie. He gets into the competition and realizes he doesn't really want to do it anymore. Ooh, that's tough. Jeez.
That's certainly not how you draw it up. No, I just thought that was weird, but he is having a great season. The Dodgers are really starting to turn it around, and Mookie's a big part of that, man. I mean, it's incredible to think about, but this guy, Mookie Betts, was basically just going to be the king of Boston forever. And the Dodgers have made all these aggressive moves, DRS, kind of in the past years, but Mookie's kind of, you know, one of them that have stayed. It's not like you kind of, it's easy to forget, but like it's not just the Max Scherzer, Trey Turner deals. Like, that team had Manny Machado for a little while too.
Yes.
You know, like.
Like they have no problem at all at that point for just being a you know, run of the mill team. They have so many prospects that can give up, and just the rentals. You're right. When you talk about Manny Machado, who is actually on the Dodgers, it sounds kind of crazy. But also, let's keep in mind, when you keep it with Major League Baseball, switch it over to the American League on the opposite side. Go back to the East Coast, the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to take a look and let me get their exact numbers right now here on the season and the standings. Let's take a look here. Boston Red Sox, 50-44 on the season, 9 back here of the Tampa Bay Rays in the East. If we take a look at the wild card, the Boston Red Sox are 2 games out of a wild card spot here, followed by the Astros, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Baltimore Orioles. When we talk about big money markets, Boston is a big money market. Boston had Mookie Betts and decided to trade him. Boston had Xander Bogaerts, decided to not just, you know, re-sign him, right? Can you imagine that? Like, throw Bogaerts and throw Betts in that lineup for the Boston Red Sox. And also, when you take a look at the Boston Red Sox itself, like, Mookie was that generational talent for that franchise. And don't tell me, like, oh, they got Verdugo back. Stop it. Mookie Betts is so good. And the fact that they traded him away for a couple piecemeal parts they hoped would work out, it hasn't. And the Boston Red Sox sit here in 4th place in the wild card race when obviously the top 3 can get in there. I'm not going to say they're not going to get in because I do like their lineup technically on a day-to-day basis. But what is that lineup needing? Absolute superstar. Love Rafael Devers. Don't get me wrong. Great player. But you're telling me Rafael Devers in the middle of that lineup with Bogaerts and also throwing in Mookie Betts? Slam dunk at this point. Now, while we keep it on the baseball scene, yesterday did decent on some RBI props. I really thought, guys, I was in a banger for a round robin. I started out 4 of the first 5 hitters that I had getting RBI, and then it sort of slowed down a little bit in the afternoon with Giancarlo Stanton. I loved in that game in Colorado. Gets no RBI in that game. Also had Morel for the Chicago Cubs. Had many chances to get RBI. Wasn't able to do that. Picked up an RBI in the Mets game. Picked up a Shohei Ohtani home run, which, again, I just needed the RBI and got that. So I finished with a plus day, but I thought it was one of those maybe banner days that we would have. But anytime you can take down plus money, that's what you're going to do. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is not to talk about round robins or getting after it in that way. It's about Shohei Ohtani. 9th inning home run yesterday. Came up short in a game that had a lot of offense out on the West Coast between the Angels and the Houston Astros. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't work for the Angels. This lineup that they have, which actually looks decent tonight, I do think they beat the New York Yankees. We'll get into that probably in hour number 2. But Shohei Ohtani, American League MVP, minus 750. And Kevin has talked about it quite a bit here, to be honest, over the past couple, you know, weeks. Ohtani's on the move, but in particular, he can't be the American League MVP if he ends up in the National League, which is so wild at that point, which leaves a lot of things up in the air. Corey Seager 20-1, Wander Franco 35-1, Bo Bichette 30-1, Randy Rosarena 35-1, Marcus Semien 50-1. It's almost like you take a flyer, and I do believe checking in, and you know, sometimes my mind slips me a little bit, but I want to say Corey Seager was even a higher dog in the previous weeks here. So could there be a little bit of buyback by saying, hey, look, maybe the easiest bet you would ever make is Shohei Ohtani to be MVP about a month ago, and that was a legitimate chance that if he gets traded, he could go to the National League? Now, your saving grace, obviously, would be if he gets traded to a team in the playoffs or a team looking to make the playoffs. I'm not saying the Angels aren't looking to make the playoffs because every team in Major League Baseball technically is, but it's time to have the fire sale out there in Anaheim. And if Ohtani leaves, what a big upset if he goes to the National League here. And would he, like, how would the voters talk about that, though? Because you can't technically make him a National League MVP. But who's to say he doesn't go over to the National League and, let's just say, where would he go, which would make a interesting move? The San Francisco Giants maybe stay out on the West Coast. He's not going to the Marlins. Not going to trade for him at that point. Arizona Diamondbacks, no. Reds, no. Padres, probably not. So maybe the Giants probably make the most sense. Now, not to say that they're even interested, nor would they make a deal for him. But if you're looking at moving on for the San Francisco Giants, man, I mean, that's pretty wild at that point. If he can go to San Francisco. But then again, let's just say San Francisco Giants get him. play extremely good baseball over the final couple months of the season, overtake the Dodgers, and stay in first place out there in the NL West, wouldn't that be tremendous? And why wouldn't he get MVP looks at that point here? We're just going on the totality of a season and only counting numbers that he has in the National League? Voters have to do that? Like, they can't include any other statistics here? That's what makes it interesting. I would love to see Ohtani go to the National League just to see what the odds market would be here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I think it would be absolutely wild. So, Kev, when we're I'm talking about Shohei Ohtani and the point that you brought up over the past couple weeks. Like, he's minus 750 to be AL MVP. There's a really good chance he's not in the AL in 2 weeks at this point. Or at least I should say a 25% chance, right? Maybe he gets moved, maybe he doesn't, maybe he goes American League and stays there. But I was just saying, like, what happens if he goes to the Giants? And the Giants play well, and the Giants end up in first place in the division, they knock out the Dodgers, and he has a great second half of the season. Why can't you vote for him for MVP in the National League?
Are you saying you're not allowed to?
No, but I don't know, like, the voting premise. Like, what's the voting premise? Because have we ever seen an MVP get traded midseason?
Yeah.
Or the best MVP guy?
Okay, so not in terms of this guy's going to win in the American League, and now how do we factor that into the National League? But do you remember when Cespedes got traded to the Mets?
Yes.
And people were like, hey, like, he's kind of the MVP. And they're like, yeah, but he hasn't been here enough. That would be the example I would use.
Yeah, he goes out to the Giants. You never know. I mean, the guy could be.
Yeah, tremendous.
I mean, he really could be. And that's what we're doing here on the radio, having fun on a Monday afternoon. Don't you go anywhere. We're taking phone calls and much, much more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Deadline day, some people say today. Did you know? Franchise tag. Got to be recorded, KW. Got to be in and out. Who's in, who's out? Who's playing? And by the way, who picked this date? July 17th, where it's like, hey, you know what? Either sign this deal or not, you're not eligible for a long-term tag. This had to be the owners doing it, right? Saying, look, we're going to put the pressure on them way before the regular season actually begins. Because hear me out on this, Kevin. Like, let's just take Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants. They're really close to a deal. They don't work it out. So then they know Saquon's upset with the $10 million. He's not going to show up, but if you're Saquon, what are you actually holding out for at that point, right? Like, you can't get a better deal? Like, what am I missing here? Like, why would he miss two or three games knowing that they can't even negotiate with him? That doesn't sound right.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. are you playing for less than in the franchise? You can't automatically be franchised, can you?
No, you can. The franchise tag is out there, but he's not going to. Like, once you sign on the dotted line for that tag.
I'm breaking my brain on air, and I don't like it.
It's hard. It's an interesting one because when you hear like, oh, they got to be yes or no, and they go, well, hold on. Like, this deal goes down. Let's just say it's 4. I think it's 4 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get an extension at 4 o'clock. Why wouldn't he just – is just going to tell the Giants, hey, you know what, look, I'm not signing a tender because I don't feel like going to camp, but I guess I'll sign it like 48 hours before the season begins? It doesn't even make sense to hold out at that point.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I saw the update around Saquon is – they're like, hey, some optimism in the room because, you know, the best offer is going to be on his table at 359. And it's just, I don't know. What do you mean 359? He's going to have a minute to look over the best offer he's had, all, you know, to decide if he's going to be there for the next, like, three seasons. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
No, it's interesting because he also, I think a lot of us forget, and sometimes myself included, we're so caught up in Saquon Barkley. But Josh Jacobs was outrageous last year.
We're in the rush.
And now he's basically in the same, you know, $10 million field where I'm not happy, and his deadline's coming up today. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but we also might be looking at dueling lockout players. Oh, let me ask you this. Do both of those guys show up day one and are in uniform and playing in week one?
I think Jacobs does, right? I mean, I thought Josh Jacobs' like initial thing is like, I don't even mind being on the tag. Because I feel like Josh Jacobs, Donnie, before, like, Saquon always thought that he was going to reset the running back market, right?
Yes.
The NFL kind of had its trend.
He kept telling us no, he wasn't.
When you're the next great person, you're going to reset that market at that position. Where Josh Jacobs is like, man, this is awesome. I thought I was going to get traded last year and be on a third string depth chart. where, like, him getting, you know, the franchise tag at the running back position, like, there's a level of success that comes there almost for Jacobs is the way it comes off.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that, too, because I don't know if they can be moved or cut or what, like, the point would even be. Like, I still don't understand what Las Vegas is technically doing at this point, where we had so much fun leading up to, I should say leading up to, just the day after the Hall of Fame game. It's like, oh, yeah, what did we find out? Well, they hate Josh Jacobs, and they ran him as a starter, who ended up being one of the best running backs in football, like 10 times in the first quarter, basically saying, somebody please come get him. We are showcasing him. Nobody did, and he had a great season. So the fact that just like, okay, well, franchise tag at the end of the year, it's like, you didn't even want him at the beginning. Now you're basically telling them you don't really want him because you want him at your price. It's just wild out there in Vegas. Very interesting to see how long that is going to last. But Saquon Barkley, for me, we'll see if it comes down. If I think, you know, just by looking over what, when two sides basically say, and that's why we talk about the Giants more than Jacobs, it looks like they both actually want to make a deal. Hey, look, we can't go this high, but we'd like you to pay you. You're a franchise guy. We drafted you. The fans love you. Let's come to an agreement. I think they do. I haven't heard anything on the Jacobs side. Nothing. No negotiation. Yeah. No hot topics.
No, it's because it's, Josh Jacobs is like, no, that's great, man. Franchise tag, I love it. Sounds good. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, that's the vibe you get there from that. But the one that caught me by surprise yesterday were like, hey, by the way, like Tony Pollard and the Cowboys are talking. I'm like, man, you don't cut it out. Like, talking about what? Like, are they really about to invest again more long-term money? Like, shouldn't they just be excited, Donnie, that Tony Pollard was on a franchise tag?
Yes. And also, the simple fact is, you're probably going to get the best version of Tony Pollard this year, which is kind of insane when you think about it. He's been so good after the past couple years. Now, granted, he breaks his leg in the playoffs. We'll see what he does this year. But that's not an ACL injury. It's not an Achilles injury. He should be big this year, and he should be the feature back.
How about the fact that Zeke isn't on a team? I saw a clip yesterday. You would have thought that Donnie Wrightside was in charge of the Twitter account.
Oh.
It said, look, he goes, this is this guy's last snap in a Cowboy uniform. Do you by chance remember what Zeke's last snap was in a Cowboys uniform? I didn't until I saw the video. But it is him hiking the football to Dak and getting absolutely ran over by a 49er. Is Zeke really not going to end up on a roster? Like, are teams even calling his phone? Is his asking price that of, like, a really good player? Like, someone needs to explain this to me.
I don't know. Like, his market to me, like, he would have some value. But in that mix, like, can you call Zeke Elliott up and say to yourself, well, we know he's a really good blocker. He was always a great guy picking up the blitz. But you're not going to bring him in for that. You still want him to do work and maybe be a goal line back. And last year he did have knee troubles. Maybe he's healthy. But if you can call him up on, like, a legitimate, you know, team that you think is going to win a championship, hey, Zeke, how about this, man? You're the third back. Somebody gets down, you go in there. We're not going to pay you, though. It's a veteran minimum to come in here for that job. I think somebody will sign him. But it's like anything more than that, it doesn't really make sense. It honestly doesn't. Unless, again, like a team that's really looking to make a push and feels that they can help him. I keep on bringing up the Buffalo Bills because it feels like they're never settled at running back. But it's a good point you bring up. Like, he went from scoring, like, every single week in the NFL to, no job.
Like, I would say, let me try and come up with a, okay, Cam Newton, Donnie, right? Mm-hmm. You would say Cam Newton is currently not one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
But there was a stretch where he was, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would agree, when he was still looking for that starting job. And the problem of that is, though, it's like, well, Cam, yes, maybe you're one of the 32 best, but there's not always 32 logical quarterback jobs available. Sometimes teams are looking to lose. Sometimes teams are figuring out young guys, this, that, right? Mm-hmm. Running backs, that's not really a thing, right? It's if you're one of the 32 best running backs, you're probably going to just be a starter in this league. The problem is, Donnie, is the perception around this league now, and I don't think it would be really a wrong one. Like, it's not a joke anymore. Zeke's just not that good of a football player? Like, is that the perception around Ezekiel Elliott? Like, do you think that he would be ranked as a top 50 running back in football if you had to sit down and rank out all 50 guys?
Well, I don't know if it's so much a top 50, but I think other organizations are going like, I can get any running back to do what he's doing right now. Outside of the name, where it might move the needle with the fans, where maybe you say, okay, he's a little bit more polished in pass pro than a rookie would be. But the running back position is so devalued where they're saying, well, Zeke says he wants like $3 million to play. I'll get two guys that can equal $3 million and I think might be able to give me more than what Zeke can offer me. That's where I think we're at with him.
But here's the problem then with Zeke, because again, so the good old, oh, well, I'll sit around, quarterback gets injured, and they'll call my phone. When running backs get injured, teams aren't like, oh, no, what do we do? I got four other guys behind you. The fantasy football community has already drafted all these guys because, like, it's a running back injuries are common. So, yeah, Zeke can be like, oh, I'm going to wait around for a running back injury, but just I'm not going to name it because I don't like to. You know, running back X gets injured. Well, running back Y is just going to be the starting running back. That's just what it is. So if Zeke is out there, Donnie, doing the contract thing, then he's getting bad advice.
The good part about it, if there's any good part from a Zeke perspective, he really got paid well in the NFL. So he could just retire today, never have any issues again. It's just about now that I guess the matter, you know, I want to chase a ring. Like, can I, in week four, somebody gets injured and I can step in, not to be the bell cow, but just to help out and be another guy. Like, teams that look like the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Joe Mixon comes back on a reduced salary. Like, that's a team that the Cincinnati Bengals and the Brown family would bring in Zeke Elliott because of the name. They can get him really cheap. That's their MO at that point, where teams like that would make sense. Because if you're saying, like, hey, you know what? Our most prized possession is our quarterback, and this guy is really good at pass protection and can still run the football a bit, that's where you're probably going to look to it. And by the way, none that I brought that up here. I know we're only a couple minutes left in this segment. Is Joe Burrow going to get paid? Justin Herbert? What are we waiting on here? Like, how come we haven't heard any about, like, we hear about the running backs, but you're talking about premier quarterbacks that you know you want to keep happy and healthy, and the sooner you sign them, the more money you save as a franchise. Jalen Hurts gets a monster deal. Lamar Jackson, monster deal. Like, oh, man, can't wait to see these next two contracts. We haven't even heard any talk of either one of those guys.
Do you... I don't really understand how that could be, right? At this point, would you say that those deals don't get done before the season?
They have to.
Because those organizations have all been saying they will get done, right? So we're still waiting on the big Burrow contract and the big Herbert contract? Man, but again, for Burrow, aren't you just saying, hey, it's pretty easy, man. I just need a dollar more than Hurts, right? Like, isn't that how that deal is going to go?
Yes. Yes. That's it. When you wait, you cost yourself as an organization dollars. But the one thing you do know is it keeps resetting the market to be like, well, he's not going to ask for $10 million more than these guys. It's basically just a sign of respect. We're all in this same bubble. When you sign, I push it higher. The next guy pushes it higher. And the next guy pushes it higher.
Do you think Burrow, and I have no idea, right? Do you think there's a world where Burrow, though, wants the Mahomes contract?
Like, I don't think so.
I want a 10-year deal. I want that same thing.
You know what's crazy about these younger quarterbacks, though, Kevin? I actually think it's the way that Lamar Jackson played it out. Get, like, a new deal every 2 to 3 years, whether it be the franchise tag or not. I think that's the best way to go at this point. It really is. Monday afternoon fun, right here on the Sports Grid Network. It is Moneyline. Phone lines are open at 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Monday afternoon at the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. It's Moneyline. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Any hot takes from over the weekend? Any hot plays tonight in action? I got a couple, including a side that I really like tonight, which we'll go over in hour number two. And also, you know I'm all Mookie Betts up. Took him on a prop tonight. And also, my favorite RBI prop is going to come from the Washington Nationals tonight. Absolutely. So we'll get that and have some fun. But I need to talk about this. I know we're in our little Slack chat or, chat box this morning. Joel Embiid with some interesting comments. But I'm a Sixers fan. Like, I'm a Sixers fan. I look at this and go, well, what was he actually supposed to say? You know, like, that's because, and what? If anybody hasn't heard, Embiid basically is saying, like, well, if it's in Philly or not in Philly, I want to win a championship. What did you want him to say?
But that,
I'm only going to do it here in Philadelphia, no matter what happens.
Hold on. You make it sound like you said, "Hey, Joel Embiid, would you rather finish your career in Philly with a title, or would you rather without a title, or would you rather leave and win a title elsewhere?" He said, nobody asked him a question that put him in a position to talk about leaving Philly. What are
That's
you
a
saying?
Sound point, though.
No, it's
That's
not
a sound
me.
Point,
a sound point
yeah.
by me.
Sound point. It is. But I see. But I don't get offended, because like, I know people in this day and age love to get offended. And quite frankly, I would love to just get offended at the moment. But also, the underlying issues here, Kevin, with the Philadelphia 76ers, and maybe why Joel Embiid is actually saying that, going, "Hey, you guys, if you think you're actually going to set me up and just have a throwaway season, it's not happening. And you really make me upset," which means, does Daryl Morey have to cook with grease this offseason? They have to sit down with Joel Embiid and say, "Hey, look, man, we're going to play limited minutes this year. You got your MVP, be happy with it. And I promise you, next summer, you will have superstar after superstar next to you that is not an aging James Harden or a bum like Tobias Harris."
And that's fine. Again, you can certainly, Donnie, come out and have the, like, "Hey, everybody relax," right? Like, he's not leaving. But nobody put him in a position to talk about leaving Philly. Just what are their future aspirations was asked to him. He's talking to Mav Carter, by the way, okay? And he goes, "I just want to win a championship, whether that's Philly, whether it's not. It's really hard. You know, I work every single day towards it. You got to have a lot of great guys around you." Like, he's essentially saying, "We've not shown the ability to win here in Philly, and I don't know if we have the roster to win here." That's not conflating it at all. And he wants things to be better in Philly. They're not good right now. No. The second best player on the team wants to be anywhere but Philadelphia. Like, things are bad in Philly.
Yeah, things certainly aren't looking up. But you know what we can do to brighten our day here in Philadelphia? Get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Moose is up. He's ready to rock and roll. New week, new money. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what, hopefully you guys had a great weekend. I know I did.
Yes.
About 82 degrees out here today. The Reds are on a little bit of a slide, so I bet against them tonight to continue that slide. But K-Dub and DRS, what an interesting time of year and events going on in sports. You know, all the talk on the running backs.
Yeah, tremendous.
And then, you know, what's going on with the Ohtani issue. You know, they trade them. Do they keep them in the AL or do they trade them out to the NL? I mean, that's fascinating. And I'll tell you what, also, man, we have football starting up in a short time, the training camps, and I cannot wait to see what unfolds in the AFC North. You know, I'm going to be paying close attention to the Beckham trade. That's going to be interesting. Let's talk a little bit of food, DRS. Okay, one of my favorite all-time dinners. And I'll give you a little food tip as well. Okay, it's hot. The corn is up. We have some of the fresh Ohio corn going on now. Okay, a nice BLT sandwich. Okay, and then let's talk butter. Okay, Kerrygold Irish butter. That is the only way to go. Now, if you want to butter your corn on the cob, here's a quick tip to keep your hands clean. Take pats of butter, put it on a slice of bread, and then fold that over your ear and rub the bread and butter over the corn on the cob. A little bit of kosher salt, manja. You bet. You guys have a great day. Love talking to you. Best show on Sports Grid. Take care.
Awesome. There's Moose checking in here. Always, I love how he leaves us with food topics and options there. But I do want to see football season get underway sooner than later. Like, I'm ready right now, Kevin. Like, I need a preseason game, I feel like, you know, sometime this weekend. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, we're not throwing away baseball. Like, we're not doing that. Because I know you've been telling me all along, like, look, we got to get on the team, you know, projections and the team, you know, previews. I'm like, you know what? It's time to go. It's time for the season.
No, you don't need a preseason game to then let everybody know how little you care about the preseason game.
I know.
It's completely ridiculous. You're good. You're fine. You've got everything you need. You're gonna get NFL tomorrow. But do me a favor.
Stop calling it Christmas. Please.
It feels like it.
It feels like it. I don't think you understand my love for the game of football.
No, I don't think you understand your own love for the game of football. You're not that excited about training camp tomorrow. It isn't going to impact your day in any way. Football doesn't get seven Christmases, man. It's just nonsense.
Like, we always talk about how much it is a struggle outside of football season to have, like, content here. You know?
Never.
That's why I always look at it. So tomorrow, we're opening presents. Like, you can't tell me you're going to be, like, by the way, let me ask you this quick question. We're going to get to the phone lines here in just a second again. But how about this? Lamar Jackson has had some interesting doings there with the Ravens over the past couple years. Usually, Kevin, when you sign that big deal, you're the quarterback. You're expected to be in with the rookies. Is Lamar Jackson in camp tomorrow?
What?
He has to be, right?
Why is he expected to be in with the rookies?
Usually the starting quarterback is always in with the rookies. Always.
Oh. I didn't realize he had to be there. Well, if he's not there, he's not a rookie. I think Lamar's earned his time off.
Oh, my. But how about this one, though? How about if it, let's put it over to, instead of Lamar being with the Ravens for all that time, Aaron Rodgers, rookie camp, first year. Again, most of the starting quarterbacks go into rookie camp.
I would say Aaron Rodgers showing up to any camp is a hot take. So I'm certainly not waiting on, you know, bated breath for him to be there. Certainly not.
Yeah. All right. Let's get after it. Phone lines again, 844-843-6879. Andrew's calling in from Virginia. Talk to us. SiriusXM Channel 159 Moneyline. What's good, Andrew?
What's up, guys? Love the show. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to talk some college football real quick. I threw two bets down. I took Clemson at 16-1 and Texas at 25-1 to win the national championship. I don't think it's the SEC's year, and I think both those teams could go undefeated, and you could actually see an SEC team left out if USC goes undefeated in the Pac-12. I would expect Michigan to go to the playoff too. State, maybe Day gets fired this year, and they're a 2 or 3 lost team. With Clemson, they're 40-0 until they lost that game at home in the ACC for home games last year. Was it last game of the season before the conference championship game? They play Florida State in Death Valley. I like Clemson. A lot of people like Florida State. Who do you like there? And to win the conference, to win that game, basically. I like Dabo in that spot. And talk to me about Texas.
Kevin, by the way, yeah, I'm going to set this up for you as well. Andrew picked out two really intriguing teams coming in this year. Say, so, well, is it intriguing Clemson? They're always there. There's a lot of change in expectations. And then always is the point. Kevin, is Texas back?
Yeah, I mean, firstly on Clemson, if you've, you know, been, if you follow college football, you know that if I would have told you, how many years ago do I have to go back to tell you, hey, 16-1 on Clemson won a title, where you wouldn't believe me? I mean, just like two, right? Remember they entered that season the year that they got shut out by Georgia, and it was like the pick six touchdown that I think was the deciding factor in that game. And we were like, you know, that's just how good Georgia's defense is, or is it, you know, DJU being terrible? But anyway, they have plenty of expectations that season. That was 2 years ago. So Clemson kind of, Clemson being back to Clemson standards is, I think, a big thing to be interested in. Let me kind of just round this all together, because we're still obviously early, you know, in the process and in the decisions that kind of go into to being made there. One thing that is so easy to forget about, and it never works out this way, Donnie, but he made a point. That's a very hot take. It's a scorcher. That the SEC could miss the college football playoff.
Wow.
And you hear that and you're like, come on now, that's never going to happen. But there are five Power Five conferences, and we are always discussing the SEC sending two as opposed to sending zero, which is really, and maybe it'll probably never happen, Donnie, but we get to have these conversations before any football's played. If Clemson, USC, Texas, and Michigan run the table, now an SEC team could run the table as well, but someone's getting left out. Someone is getting left out. It shouldn't be a cakewalk for the SEC, certainly not to be sending multiple teams.
No, it's a great question. Great call there by Andrew in Virginia. Sort of fire up that college football season. Because so many times, myself included, you get caught up in the NFL, and realize how much closer college football is and how much fun it's going to be. By the way, when the new playoff begins, it's not this year. It's the follow. Is it? It's not 2023. It's the 2024 season. Is that correct? The expanded playoff.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that's right. I think that's right.
Like because it used to be like the old BCS era, 1 vs. 2. That's all you get. Oh, you got to run the table, or else you're not getting in. Then it turns into, hey, be a really good football team in a good conference. You might get the benefit of that. Maybe even sneak in with 2 losses. I can't wait for the conversation to change, because now you're taking a look at a picture where so many more teams are open to getting into the playoffs, and I love that about it. And I can't wait to hear the squawk boxes in 2 years ago. It was so much better when 1 and 2 didn't play each other in a bowl game, and then we voted on who the better team was. Madness. You know it's coming.
There's going to be people who are going to say, let's think about a game, Don. We're going to get Ohio State, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Both teams will already be in the playoff. Mm-hmm. And they want me to believe that, they ruined it. Ohio State, Michigan, nobody cares about this game now. Yeah, I mean, again, it's one of the most, there's just no thought put into that comment. I mean, there's not a bit of thought put into this idea that expansion is going to make the games between the biggest programs in this sport now completely irrelevant. I can't even believe it's something that is truly thought by people. Like, your take is Ohio State, Michigan.
Yes.
Now won't matter? I mean, are you even hearing what you're saying? Stop this.
Yes, like the SEC. Remember Well, Georgia plays Alabama. They're both unbeaten. They're both going to be in the playoff. That SEC championship game, those kids just want to take a bye week. It doesn't even matter. Or the jokes we would have like, unbeaten Georgia plays 1-loss Alabama, and the conference picks up the phone and goes, hey, Kirby, take a loss to Alabama in the SEC championship game so you both can get in. I mean, it's madness. If anybody's ever played sports, games matter. And I always bring this up. The NFL is so much fun weeks 1 through 18, right? So much fun. Well, they have 7 teams in the playoffs on each side. So, theory, that opening game, Detroit and Kansas City, Kevin, why are we even watching? Renders the regular season useless at this point. Stop the madness here. We love football. More playoff teams, better playoff teams. Good stuff here. We'll be right back on a Monday edition. SiriusXM Channel 159, Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it. Quick little segment here before we hit the top of the hour and hour number 2. And your phone calls right here on the grid, 844-843-6879. This is the time we like to find out where JP is going today. 10 games on the Major League Baseball slate, a championship game in the NBA Summer League. What is it going to be today, JP? Or football future?
I'm going to go to the MLB, and I'm going to go to a game total.
Oh, game total today in Major League Baseball. So it could mean over, under. Mm-hmm. There we go. Isn't that the only options out here?
Now, JP, does this game start before 6 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Or after 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Just out of curiosity.
It starts after 7 o'clock.
No, I mean, how do we even? All right, so yeah, he's got a late game.
So wait, so 7:05, 7:10, 7:45. Is that counting? Or we got to start at 8 o'clock or later?
I mean, that's again.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
That's a shoot question. It doesn't matter.
All right. So is it going to be later, JP? Is it 8 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock or later or sooner?
It's after 8.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you, man?
All right. So we got a total tonight. Now, I told you this morning, Kevin, on the show, felt like an undercard overall for me. So we got 9 in the Washington game, 8.5 in the Texas game, 9.5 in the Kansas City game, 9 in the Yankees game, 8.5 Oakland, 7.5 out there in the West Coast. You think JP's bold enough to go with an under tonight? Or are we just, or are we feeling an over?
I mean, it just, an under. I think it's an under.
You're thinking under. I gotta ponder this. It's gonna take me a little bit of time on this one here. Because we're looking for
value?
Absolutely, people. Hour number two, we find out where JP's going. Quite frankly, I don't even know what time it starts. Are we looking at the 7 o'clock hour, the 8 o'clock hour, over, under? Oh man, hour number two. It's on the way next right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.